Morning to you. Now, as you probably heard by now, live music is back. Yep. First in a series of pilot events took place last night as the gates of the Ivy Gardens were opened to concert goers. Our reporter, lucky man, Josh Crosby, was there to soak up all the atmosphere. How did it go, Josh? How did you get on?
Yes, Mark, it was great. Do you know the way they say there are nights you won't forget? This was definitely one of them. It was great just to see people having a good time, looking across the green, 500 happy faces, all beaming away, dancing. And the weather made it as well. I was speaking to two guards there, and one of them said to me, his words, not mine, that 99s had replaced pints because there was no alcohol for sale. But everyone was buying ice creams in the sun, and it was just so well organized. And just to see, I suppose, just that sense of normality creeping back in, and the beat of the drum from the live music. And these are some of the people I got talking to just before the live music started. You might recognize the first voice here, as I got speaking with Minister Catherine Martin, as she was there to witness the first event, which of course falls under her department.
It's absolutely amazing. This is such a symbolic moment for everyone who works in the music industry. It's emotional, it's a celebration, the sun is shining, and even to put on the little armband coming in was like, yes, we are here, and I'm really looking forward to tonight.
It's surreal. No, it's great. I think the setup here is brilliant. No, I'm absolutely delighted to be back. I'm really looking forward to the gig.
I mean, it's not exactly the same, but it'll just be class to have live music and be able to see the artists and kind of their reaction off everyone. Yeah, it's class.
Oh, it's fantastic. Great.
And it's a great experience to be here this evening.
And you're one of the first few in, so the first people in Ireland to be back at a concert.
Yes.
Something you can say forevermore.
Exactly.
It's pretty surreal.
I think I won't believe it until we're actually seeing live music.
It's been a long time since you walked through barriers like this.
Yeah, too long. It's great. It's a lovely day for it. Can't wait to get inside and just see the music. Yeah. Hear the music.
10 out of 10 already. Just on the way in. Yeah, it's so nice.
Now, Minister Catherine Martin, among others, of some of those concert goers at the Ivy Gardens last night. So, Josh, did it kick off on time? 7 o'clock? Everything went smoothly?
Yes, smoothly, and more than smoothly, I should say. The gates opened at 5:30, and it was staggered entry, staggered access. You were given a time to arrive to prevent any crowds from gathering. And there was no crowds, no queues. It was weird not to see a rush or a big flow of people arriving at events, but it was just done so people could be ushered down to their pods. These pods were done in a max of four. Most of them were four people, but there was groups of three and there was couples. But it was all organized so well. That's what I must say, that everyone I was speaking to just couldn't get over, I suppose, that there was no crowds building, no queues, even going to the bathroom. Everyone was keeping their distance. And like, there was people going around cleaning the tops of the barriers. I met Barry Walsh, who's the head of operations at the National Concert Hall, just at the entrance to the main section. He explained to me the work that went into the event.
You can see there's a huge emphasis on the control measures in place here. What we want to do is make people feel very, very safe in a very light touch way, that people can still really enjoy this concert as much as they possibly can, albeit with a much reduced capacity and all these control measures. But the idea is for us to make an environment that people feel very, very relaxed in.
And just for yourself, how does it feel to be playing such a part in historic moment?
Well, this is it. I mean, it's obviously presented by the National Concert Hall. We've had a huge amount of our staff involved, but this wouldn't have happened without the support of all our colleagues in the industry and the sector. So, you know, everyone involved in this, from production to event management, to our partners in the OPW, to our parent department, the Gardaí, Dublin City Council, everyone played a vital part in this. So I think we're very, very conscious as well of the fact that we're here representing everyone, the sector. People are watching this with bated breath to see how it's going to turn out. And even the people, the patrons coming tonight, they're 500 incredibly lucky people. We could have sold this 10 times over. We are really confident that these measures will deliver a very, very safe, protective, controlled environment. But going forward, if we went from 2 metres to 1 metre, you're making a huge difference in terms of the numbers and the commerciality.
That's the head of operations at the National Concert Hall there, Barry Walsh, and one of the many people behind this pilot event at the Ivy Gardens last night. So, Josh, would you go to one of these? Were the people that you met at the concert, were they happy with this? What did they make of it all in the end?
Yes, well, I definitely would. As I said, it was great just to see that happiness floating around. Circa Richardson came on at 7 o'clock. Then James Vincent McMorrow came on at 8 o'clock. He finished up just after 9:15. And people were lying on the grass because it was a sunny evening. But the minute the music started, everyone rose to their feet just to dance along have them good times again. I met with a few people just as they were making their way out, and you could see it in their faces, just a buzz of excitement, a bit of an adrenaline rush. However, there was one slight issue that some people found, or should I say missed.
Fantastic. Unreal. The weather, the music, the atmosphere, everybody was having a great time. It was fantastic. Like exactly what James was saying on stage, you don't know what you miss until it's gone. And I absolutely needed that. I really did. And I'm on an absolute high now just because of that.
Very well organised, very spaced out, no queues, no feeling on top of each other. But just couldn't have a beer.
But it was enjoyable.
It was fine.
I must say, you know.
But you think for the next events, maybe they should introduce a bit of a bar service?
You should be able, if you want to have a beer, you should be able to have a beer. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think the crowd would have stayed controlled if there was points?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
if
you're talking about adults here, you know, it's up to them to decide what they want to do.
Yeah, it's great to hear live music again. You know, you're listening to your Spotify for the past 18 months, so it's great to actually hear the thought of live music again, so it's great.
What was it like to be standing in front of a performer again, just that feeling?
In front of the performer was great, and just with the crowd around you was fantastic. And just the atmosphere. The only thing was lacking was there was no booze, but you know.
It was good fun.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so well organised. I never said during the pandemic that I'd go to a concert with 500 people, but felt like COVID safe and we had a great night. So
you'd go again to a pilot event?
Absolutely,
tomorrow.
I would go tomorrow again. Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, brilliant.
An unqualified success, but what is it with the Irish? I couldn't get a pint. For God's sake, get a pint beforehand, get one afterwards. You don't have to have it at the gig. Anyway, people there, delighted to be back at concerts. James Vincent McMorrow and Saoirse Richardson are the first in a series of planned pilot events, with a number of matches also taking place later today. Anyway, it all worked. More to come.
Yeah, lucky Josh Crosby.